whether you like it or not, you've got these points deficits in each competition, which might take away a little bit of the enjoyment of looking ahead to the fixtures. But what do you make of the fact that the T20 campaign is going to be so late in the summer now?
It is a little later, which probably coincides with school holidays quite well. So we might see a few more kids in the ground, which is good. I mean, it's important that we get the numbers up in the ground, and we hopefully have as good a competition as we did last year and get a few people through the gates.
Is the points deduction insurmountable or not? Or do you think you've got a fair chance of overcoming that, given, of course, there's the vagaries of the weather, which might affect other people and that kind of thing?
Yeah, when we've got through to the knockout stages in the T20, it's generally been just scraping through, so that wouldn't bode well. But two extra wins we're going to have to find from somewhere. And if you look at the competition last year, you could always find two extra games that you probably should have won. So not insurmountable, certainly not going to be easy, but no, I wouldn't say insurmountable.
And what's the situation with regards to the possibility of bringing in some new players? Because you've lost... three or four key players during the winter, a couple have been released, and of course you've got Borthwick and Stillman who've gone off to Surrey.
We're looking at them at the moment. It's not entirely simple, but with the relegation, it hasn't made us as attractive as maybe we would have been last year when we were in Div 1. So players who have the option of going to us or maybe another county's in for them, they're looking at the other county at the moment and thinking, well, maybe Div 1 cricket's where they want to play.
Trying to lure them with all the other things that's gone on as well, the points deduction and the fact that you've been demoted.
Yeah, that's the downside. I mean, if you look at Durham and you're thinking, OK, I want to go and play county cricket in England, where do I want to play? Great, you want to go and play the proper test ground, you want to play with a club that's got a good history for playing good cricket, I think, but you also probably want to play Div 1 if you're a top international player. So it's not making it entirely easy, but we offer the opportunity, I think, for somebody to get in on the ground floor, maybe an overseas player who wants to come for a few years and make an impact. Not just turn up for 1 year and do a job, but make an impact over a few years.
Yeah. And finally, there were some suggestions in the paper recently after some reporters in Loughborough had spoken to Keaton Jennings that he was thinking of his future, but I gather there's nothing on the cards with regards to that. He'll be a Durham player next season.
Yeah, I mean, I spoke to Keats around that time. He was getting some bit of awkward questioning, how media people can be.
He just needs to play with a straight bat, you see, that's what it is.
Well, he does, to be fair to him. He plays a pretty straight bat all the time. He's concentrating on his England line stuff at the moment. He's in Dubai. He's pretty happy. It was a bit difficult time for him. He's obviously had a really successful season in 2016. Started to push his international credentials quite a long way. And you can see why Division 2 might look like a bit of a backward step. But, I'm pretty sure that being in Div 2 just for the 1 year certainly won't do any harm at all. So as long as he has a good winter with the Lions, he'll be great.